Hello, parents and grown-ups in our Awe Island family. This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is brought to you by our friends at Kindred Bravely, a premium maternity and nursing brand designed by moms for moms.
Being a mom is hard work. Kindred Bravely is a premium maternity and nursing brand that makes it easy for mothers to find functional, stylish, comfortable clothing. Kindred Bravely offers busy moms a beautiful selection of ultra-comfortable loungewear, activewear, sleepwear, and undies in premium, super soft fabrics. And Kindred Bravely's entire selection of bras is nursing-friendly. They come in a variety of sizes, including special sizing for E to I cups. Kindred Bravely is here for moms, no matter where they are on their motherhood journey. Save 20% on your purchase when you use discount code AWEISLAND20 on kindredbravely.com. That's KindredBravely.com. Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Today, let's imagine a small pool of soothing water. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Imagine the sun sparkling on the water as you step into the pool and sit down in the clear water. The warm water hugs you as you lie back in the pool. Now let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. First, let's think about your feet. Picture them floating as the water slips and slides between your toes. Next, focus on your legs. Imagine them gently swaying in the water, back and forth. Your hands feel relaxed in the water too. Open your fingers as you imagine the water massaging your hands and fingers. As you imagine your whole body lightly floating in the water, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. It was a hot day on Awe Island. The sun was shining brightly, bringing all the sea creatures out to play. The water was a beautiful azure blue, just like the sky above it. There wasn't a single cloud in the sky. In fact, the only visible bits of white dotting the sky were the feathers of the playful seagulls flying above the sparkling waters. Today, Shayla Shark was swimming around the coral reef, not too far from her home, and not far from the Awe Island shoreline. It was nice and warm near the shallow waters, so Shayla loved to swim around the reef. As she swam, Shayla was careful not to bump into the beautiful living coral that was part of the reef. Shayla was an elegant gray reef shark with a pointy triangular tail and a wide mouth full of sharp teeth. To many, she looked a little intimidating, but she was actually very friendly. Some of the creatures that lived around the coral reef knew how friendly she was, like Salvador Sea Lion, who would wave to her from the sand on the beach. Shayla knew Salvador loved to sunbathe. Because Shayla was bigger than most of the creatures in the reef, she swam carefully so as not to surprise or frighten anyone unexpectedly. On this day, as Shayla swam around slowly, she heard a familiar voice call her name. Shayla gently turned around, careful about her movements. Looking up, she saw her good friend, Sean Shark. Sean was also a sleek gray reef shark, just like her, but he was a little bit smaller. "Shayla! Hi, Shayla!" Sean called. "Hi, Sean!" Shayla called back. "Shayla, I wanted to ask you something," Sean said excitedly. "What is it, Sean?" Shayla asked. "I was wondering if you wanted to come with me to the other side of the reef," Sean explained. "The other side?" Shayla asked. Shayla had only heard about the other side of the reef from the fish around her. They said that it was full of big fish that swam around as fast and boisterously as they wanted, which made Shayla a little nervous. She was used to being at this side of the reef with the smaller fish. "I don't know, Sean," Shayla said. "It'll be a lot of fun. I go there all the time," Sean said. "Really?" Shayla asked. She was surprised that Sean had been on the other side of the reef. "Yes, I wanted to invite you because I think you'd like it a lot," Sean said. "Okay, Sean, I'll go with you," Shayla said. "Fabulous, let's go," Sean exclaimed, swimming around Shayla excitedly. The two sharks swam out toward the deep blue waters, getting farther and farther from the coral reef and the shores of Awe Island. The farther they swam, the wider Shayla's eyes opened in amazement. It seemed the open waters were a very big blue place, with lots of different creatures that looked vastly different from one another. As Shayla and Sean swam, Shayla saw some bigger fish with large teeth, just like she had. Shayla even saw some sea creatures who weren't fish, like Odette Octopus and Daichiki Dolphin. Odette and Daichiki sometimes came to the island side of the coral reef. Shayla continued to observe that the waters around Awe Island were a very big place indeed, with lots of different animals. Some were like her, some weren't like her at all, and some were so different that Shayla didn't even know what kind of creatures they were, or what they might be called. Shayla loved that she lived in such a big, diverse ocean. This made the world much, much more interesting than if all the creatures were the same as her. Finally, Sean said, "Here we are." Shayla looked around this reef and saw many other reef sharks. Many were gracefully gliding through the water, but Shayla especially enjoyed seeing the group of gray reef sharks resting on the seafloor near the reef. They were neatly lined up, parallel to each other. Hi, Sean, said one of the sharks who was swimming around. Hi, Santiago, Sean replied. This is my friend Shayla. She's from the other side of the reef, Sean explained. Very nice to meet you, Shayla, Santiago said. Santiago was a sharp-looking, black-tipped reef shark. While his overall body was gray like Sean and Shayla, the tips of all his fins had a distinct black tip. Hello, Shayla said. Have you always been on the other side of the reef? Yes, I live way out in the deeper waters, Santiago said. But I come here to this reef all the time. There's plenty of room here to swim around as fast as we want to without bothering anyone. Shayla couldn't stop smiling. She was so happy to be around sharks that were just like her. She also found the other creatures to be very interesting to observe. As Shayla continued to look around, she felt like this was a place she belonged. Not that she didn't like her old familiar coral reef near the island shores, but this place felt special. She was so glad Sean had brought her here. Shayla played with Sean, Santiago, and the other sharks in the nice warm waters of the reef for a long time. The water was so comforting that Shayla started to feel her eyes getting heavy. She didn't want to leave it, but it was definitely time for a nap. Shayla, you look tired, Sean said. You can take a nap right here in the reef with us if you want, Santiago said. A nap would be good for all of us. Thank you so much, Shayla said. Shayla, Sean, and Santiago swam to a quiet part of the sea floor and settled in parallel to each other, ready to take an afternoon nap. Shayla enjoyed the feelings of the water on her skin. The water felt like a big blanket that covered the whole world and made sure that every fish was cozy. Shayla thought about her day and everything she was grateful for. Shayla was grateful for the waters of Awe Island that provided such an amazing home for so many creatures. Shayla took a deep dragon breath in and out. Shayla felt the warm water wash over her gills. Shayla was also grateful for her good friend, Sean, who took her out of her comfort zone to bring her to this beautiful new place. Shayla smiled and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Shayla smiled as she felt her mind relax, the soft waves rushing over her. Finally, Shayla was the most grateful to visit the other side of the reef and all the sharks that lived here. Shayla took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And Shayla fell asleep, dreaming of exploring the reef with her new friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.